Today I'm going to speak on the subject of forgiveness and what Jesus said concerning forgiveness. The forgiveness of God for our sins is when our salvation really begins. The forgiveness that Jesus taught comprises God's forgiveness of man and man's forgiveness of man. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 14, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." Whether used of God or man in the Gospels, the word forgiveness means to discharge, to dismiss, acquit, to remit a debt or sin, to pardon. It implies giving up an inward feeling of injury or resentment, the removal of a feeling of anger. The terms forgive, forgave, and forgiveness occur some 40 times in the four Gospels alone. There is a universal necessity for forgiveness. All men need to join in the prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one." People have no righteousness of their own to make them acceptable to God. All have broken His laws and require forgiveness if fellowship with Him is to be restored. Jesus, who had much to say about forgiveness, never sought forgiveness from God, simply because He Himself did always the things that pleased the Father. As the sinless one, He never broke the commandments of God, so He had no cause to seek God's forgiveness. Likewise, never did He have any reason to ask forgiveness of any individual, because, harmless as well as holy, He never injured anyone while here on the earth. The man after God's own heart wrote, "I will be sorry for my sins." But Jesus never had to say, either to God or to man, "I'm sorry for what I've done. Please forgive me." But God is eager to forgive those who have trespassed against His law. Even after He had been nailed to the cross, the executioners expected Him to cry out. Everyone else had done so when they were nailed to the cross. The executioners expected a word, but not the kind of word that they heard. The scribes and the Pharisees waited for His reaction, and they were sure that He who had preached, "Love your enemies and do good to them that hate you," would now forget that gospel with the piercing of His hands and feet. They felt that the agonizing pain would scatter to the wind any resolution that He might have taken to keep up appearances. Everyone expected a cry, but no one, with the exception of the three at the foot of the cross, expected the cry they did hear. This man of love poured out from the depths of his heart not a cry, but a prayer. The soft, sweet, low prayer of pardon. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Forgive whom? Forgive the enemies? The soldiers in the courtroom of the high priest who struck him with a fist? Pilate, the politician who condemned God to retain friendship with Caesar? The soldiers who swung the King of Kings on a tree? Forgive them? Forgive them why? Because they know not what they're doing. If they knew what they were doing and still went on doing it, if they knew what a terrible crime they were committing by sentencing life to death, if they knew what a perversion of justice it was to prefer Barabbas to Christ, if they knew what they were doing and still went on doing it, unmindful of the fact that the very blood that they were shedding was capable of redeeming them, they would never be saved. It was not their wisdom that saved them. It was their ignorance. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.